Okay, so we wanted to carry on discussing just ideas, right? You're not your ideas also. Stuff has to come from me. If you have experiences of what works, the problem we're trying to deal with, and it's a universal problem, is how do I go into and come out of Yom Kippur and get to next Yom Kippur with a sense of achievement, not a sense of, oh, I failed again. That's really the mission statement. If you have things that work that you've tried from the experience, Gavaldik. We said a couple of things yesterday. Number one is try if possible. In the work in the middas, it's not so posh, but in the work in the maises, is to try and have a clear gedor of what you're trying to achieve. I'm going to be learning 5 minutes every day extra from what I'm learning now, from 10 to 5 past 10, write it down, check it. Try and be magdirid as much as you can. It's always good to be specific, yeah. It makes it much easier to keep it, because otherwise it's, yeah, I'll do it later. I'm going to learn one Mishnah a day. When? I don't know when I get around to it. We're trying to make it succeed rather than not succeed. If you set the time for it, you have a chavrusa, you give a shiur in it. A lot of things you can do to make sure that it sticks. So I'm just, these are just ideas. No. There's things that I've tried, things I've heard from other people. You know, I'm just... That's very useful if you make it mugdar, something that you can be magdir. In the void on midas and whatever, it's not so posh, because had you it's a little bit harder to magdir it, so then you have to. The other thing is important is you don't have to take it on for the whole year. Rav Shach took on a Kabbalah once, his famous Kabbalah, to bench from a bench for paper. These are ways of dealing with the Yetzirah. He must not have carried on after Pesach, but that wasn't the... Rav Dessler gives a Moedika Eitzah, which helps as well. Moedika Eitzah. And that is what's called maximum and minimum. The maximum is I'm going to learn 5 hours a day extra to what I'm doing now, at least 15 minutes. No, 5 hours is extreme. Okay, that's normal. I'm going to learn an hour a day without talking, Dvarim B'Tehillim, but at least 15 minutes. Give it a maximum and a minimum, which means if I can't do the hour today because I was at a wedding last night, whatever, but at least 15 minutes, and it's not a failure, because at least I did not 15 minutes. There'll be days where you'll learn a little bit more, and lat over there, you'll be mashlim those. That's another good eitzah, maximum, minimum. That worked for somebody. I told them last year, they came to tell me it was mamash mitzvah. Mamash changed their lives at eitzah.
Help me.
Didn't help you. No, none of these eitzahs.
It helped me.
Oh, it helped you. I thought you said it didn't help you. You were the person that came to me to tell me. It helped me as well. It also helped me. Nifla decades. Maximum and the minimum.
I did 5 minutes maximum.
You said I said maximum.
Yeah.
Why then you went over it?
It gives you success. We want to be the goal. Remember the goal. The goal is to be matzliach, not to fail. Wow. You want to set yourself up for success, not for failure. If somebody took on, I'll give an example. If somebody took on, I'm just using random numbers. I can't think, like I said, I've been going for 5 hours at the end of my day. This is the Chatzos Lala Shir. Because that's what I've been doing. I've been up since whatever. Okay. It's been a long day. So I just drive an hour as well. I'm just saying, so don't take anything I'm saying like Bindu Yak. I'm just, let's say you would take on to learn 3 hours a day, yeah, and you would do two. Yeah. I'm a failure. What happens if you took on to learn 15 minutes a day and you learn 15 minutes a day? Now, you learned less than the guy who learned 2 hours, but you feel like a success, and that gives you koyach to be more successful. You want to try and be successful, and it's clear from Chazal, from all the Balei Musa, that the Kabbalah has to be something which you're sure you can keep. Don't take on things beyond you. That's where the Yetzirah kicks in. We work with the Gerer of Pischu Pesach Kechudosh Al Machat. That's our go-to place. Our go-to place always in Avodas Hashem is Hashem tells us, Pischinu Pesach Kechudosh Al Machat. And we know that it's very hard, because the Yetzirah doesn't let you do that. Because he knows if you do that, you'll be matzliach. Hashem promises, if you open for me a pinprick, I'll open up for you great, great, great pathways. Yetzirah knows if he lets you open a pinprick, he's in trouble. So he doesn't let you open a pinprick. He tells you that's too small. Nah, you can do more than that. That's all you're going to do. Take on more. And then what happens? A month later, you fail, and then that's it. And then you arrive at this Yom Kippur feeling, ugh. Another Yom Kippur, another Kabbalah, Tazov. The people get the word Kabbalah, they start going chroders. They start shaking from terror, because they know. In the secular world, that they call it New Year's resolutions, and everybody laughs. But you know, that's what you're trying to avoid here. We have avoided it, Baruch Hashem. Eli, last year, I remember the look on your face when I asked the question. You said, yeah, Baruch Hashem, got there. It's amazing, no? Yeah, mashu chadash. So that's it.
On a daily basis,
Nachon, everybody will find it. At the end of the year, it doesn't mean you're going to have done it every day. But overall, you'll have had a successful year with it. You can also make up a backup plan where if I don't manage to do my 10 to 5 past 10, I'll be mushroom it somewhere in the day. If it's small enough, you can be mushroom. If it's too big, you'll never mushroom it. Yeah, all these things you have to each person. What it depends what he's working on. Yeah, depends what you're working on. I'll give an example. The 1 o'clock Shia. The 1 o'clock halacha Shia. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. We've been here for how many years? 10, 11 years. I've been wanting to do it since day one. Kept pushing it off. When did we start? About a year ago? How long ago we started? It wasn't a Yom Kippur Kabbalah. It was just something I wanted to do. And every day we learn from one to one. We've missed a few, not lots. We've missed a few along the way. And it was after Corona we started. But we've learned a lot. We've covered an enormous amount of ground. We've learned a lot, and our davening is different. Just that learning. We didn't say we're going to change our davening. We said, no, look, your davening is different. And that was just 20 minutes a day in a chabura. You can't always do it on your own. Do it with the chabura. Do it with the. That's how this thing started. This chabura started like that. That's how it started. Way, way back when we started learning Nefesh HaChaim 9:30 to 10 for the guys who wanted to come to Seder on time. Guys were coming to Seder late, whatever, we decided, like, let's get together and start learning a bit of Nefesh HaChaim. You have to find things like that. That ma'od mod chashuv, that it's something you can be matzliachim. Very, very important. Very, very important. And write it down. Write it down and put it in an envelope and give the envelope to someone. And after a month, come back to you and give you the envelope and say, open up and see it. How you doing? Check it out. Maybe you're ready to take the next step. Maybe you realize you took on too much and you want to track back a little bit. It's not fixed in cement. We're talking about the lotion of the Rabbi Yoina. It's talking about giving birth to yourself new. When you have a baby, you don't know what's going to be with the baby. You don't have a baby and think, okay, now the baby's life, we plan it out for the next 20 years. You do whatever the baby is going to need. This Kabbalah of yours is your baby. And you play with it and you develop it and you watch it and it grows with you. It's not something that's fixed in cement. Because then it's not your Kabbalah, then it's some book's Kabbalah. It's going to be about you. We mentioned that yesterday. It's going to be something that touches you. It's going to be something that's shaykh to you emotionally as well. Something that interests you. Something that doesn't have to be the dingy, dark thing that you're doing terribly and you want to crawl out of this muck. No, it could be something you're doing very positively. The Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, not that I know exactly what to do with this, but this is what he said, I'll just tell you the words, is that you shouldn't take on a Kabbalah in something that you're not already doing 100%. Find something you're already doing very well and make your Kabbalah in that area. Because then you should be successful. Why are you already doing it so well? Because it's something that money ends you. This is me talking now. That's what he said. Don't take on a Kabbalah unless it's something you're already doing 100%. So first, I'm not doing anything 100%, but let's say the thing that I'm doing best already, let's say you already bench. Everybody benches and they can't bench properly, yeah? So take on a Kabbalah in that area. Why? Because if you bench it properly, it means it's something that money ends you put work into it already. So you're more likely to hold into it and hold on to it. Yeah, let's try and understand this, because you're pulling the face that everybody should be pulling. I'm trying to be good at. No, that's not. I thought you had another problem. It's not what you're good at. It's what you're doing already. You're already learning Torah. So try to do something. You give it a turn. Correct. So let me explain to you. Let me answer that question, which is what I wanted to speak about yesterday, really. You have to understand what's going on Yom Kippur. You have a major problem, a major halachic problem. And that is you're not being yoitzi tshuva in everything outside of the one area you took on a Kabbalah. Tshuva needs four requirements. To be yoitzi hilchus tshuva, halacha, you need four things. You need vidui, so then you're going to do a lot of on Yom Kippur. that's going to be coming out of your ears on Yom Kippur Vido. Yeah? No shortage of Vido. Obviously, you have to put some work, you have to understand. But anyway, Vido, we've been saying Vido, Slichas, Hashem, Ubegani, Ochet, Shepetan, a lot of Vido. Chirota, that's built into the Magza. You have a city or a Magza or whatever. Yeah, if you look in your Magza, it says Velo Shavalanu. I don't think it has Rosh. No, that doesn't have Rosh Hashanah. Never mind, it's Pesach. It's Pesach. We've got it. If you look in the,
it's the Mincha. Yom Kippur.
It has the Mincha in Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Oscar, what? Well, Daniel knows where it is. Yes. Must speak. Calm down. After we say the vidui, we say Shelo Shavalanu. Shelo Shavili. Nobody ever did an Aveira and afterwards said, well, I'm really glad I did. Ah, Boch Hashem, I did that. Everybody turns around after doing an Aveira and he says, hey, lo shaveh. The lo ayah shaveh. That's Karata. Karata doesn't mean you beat yourself to death and you roll in the mud and you sleep on a bed of nails. There's a lo kinikah Karata. Then you cry, go see your local psychiatrist. The lo kashutu Karata. Karata means, the lo shaveli. And that's built into the system. So that's vidoy Karata. Aziva Sachet, on Yom Kippur, we all Aziva Sachet. Nobody's doing Chetoyim on Yom Kippur. I'm not doing the Chet, I don't want to do the Chet anymore. Zil, Aziva Sachet, I've done. Where does the problem kick in? Kabbalah. You have to have a Kabbalah lasage. And we just told you yesterday, you can only take on one Kabbalah. So what I meant to Rebbe, I have a lot of things that I'm doing video on. Thank you very much. I have a lot of things that I'm saying video for, and a lot of things I'm trying to do tshuva for. I'm trying to just do tshuva for this one thing that I've taken on my Kabbalah. I'm doing tshuva for Bittul Torah and I have a Kabbalah that I'm going to learn 5 minutes a day extra. That's my Kabbalah for Bittul Torah. The Dugma. What about everything else? What about the Lashon Hara? What about the Tzneid? What about the Yiddish? What about the missing davening on time? What about the brochas? The after brochas? There's the da-da-da-da-da in the Dabba Sof. Al-Khay-Chakatana-da-da-da-da-da. You've got a bruised chest already. You broke three ribs in your degree. Now, where's the Kabbalah for that? You're not Yoytzi Tefillah without a Kabbalah for that. You have a problem, you understand? You can't, you're not going to be Matzliach on Yom Kippur. You're in a lot of trouble. You get the problem? If you're not into the problem, you won't enjoy the answer. Not the Mishnah Brura. I don't know. Risal Salanta says it already, but everybody says it. And we all know it. And we all know it, by the way. If you take on two Kabbalahs, you're not going to be Matzliach for sure, in neither. If you take on one, you may have a chance.
The one.
Okay, so only one. You're allowed one. Risal Salanta allows you one. This Ozland allows you one. Okay? The second. So what about the Kabbalah for all the others? You're not going to see Shuvah. You have a question? If listen, Karelitz asks this question, that's suddenly safer, you know, dominantly safer on Yilchus Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur. So he says like this. After all the Achetz, yeah. Yeah, he after you say all the achets, you say Elokai, you're talking in the singular now. My God. Yeah. Okay, now. That says Rav Nissen Karelit, who was the Poisek, he was not a Hasidish or Musa Sefer. It was Rav Nissen, the Poisek Ador, that's the Kabbalah for all your other mitzvahs. Give it to Hashem. Now watch carefully. I really want to change all of this, and I have a deep inspiration to be completely obsessive and clean up all my mess. But what's Kenechton? My hands are tied. I'm not going to take one Kabbalah. I'm going to take on one small thing. If it was up to me, I'd take it all on. But I know that it's not going to work. I'm honest. It's not that, oh, Baruch Hashem, I can get off here. I heard Rav Asher speak. You know, I thought Kippur is a big thing. Rav Asher said, no, you can take a little thing, tuck, tuck, and off you go. I'm happy. No, I want to change everything. And I'm not happy. What can I do? I'm honest. I'm only going to take on one Kabbalah. So what do I do with everything else? Hashem says, you come to me, I'll take care of it. That deep tefillah of Yehi Rotzen, Elokai, יהי רצוי. שלא אכתועד, מה שכתב עשינו אליך, מיכוי פרחמך הרבים, אבל לא יביסורים וכלים. Take care of that. Al tnai, Hashem says, beseder. Al tnai, you do what you took on. You took on one Kabbalah, you keep your Kabbalah, I'll take care of everything else. Your yotzi tshuva, in all the other things, even though you have a Kabbalah for them, this is the Kabbalah. Shelo echto oid, this is the Kabbalah, if you want to find it, it's in that dominant. I don't exactly remember where it is, it'll take me a while. We'll find it. We looked at it last to be found it, but there, I promise you, I'm not lying. So you do a thing, and even if you didn't say it, it would be possible. I heard it from a Simcha Wasserman Zatzal as well. I heard it from Marov. I heard it from Marov. No, because that's all you can do. If you take on more than one thing, you know, you don't even listen. Let's be honest with ourselves. How many times did you take on one thing and you went Matzliach? Tefastim or Rebbe or Tefastim? There are people that do take on more than one Kabbalah. I saw in a great Mashgiach in Yaakov's in Bnei Brak. His son showed me Sidu. One of the things he davened for is, Hashem, please help me to makai my Kabbalahs. But my Kabbalah, ha Kabbalot, means he took on more than one Kabbalah. So, but okay, that's the first division dude. That's the Super Bowl guy. We apprentices. We're just starting out here. And even big people, by the way, only take on one Kabbalah. Rav Nissen was aware of the problem. That's why you have to pass in the Lochalakas. Why do you have the Kash in the first place? Taking a Kabbalah for everything. But him, she's a little shy. Maybe you'll take on two Kabbalahs. If you feel you'll be Matzliach in two Kabbalahs, try. And next year you'll realize there's a local Kach Kedai. Pizchaluk Pisach Kachudu Shalacha. Open up a pit trick. Why don't you believe Hashem? Hashem says, please, I'm begging you, believe.
I don't need any convincing that. I'm saying my Yetzer Hara is saying, yeah, where's the road of Mr. Osamantar?
So all somebody knows where it is. I believe in Torah. I believe
you're relying on that.
You know what? The Torah was written down for people who were going to forget it. Those who remember it don't need it written down. It's always written down to help people learn, not to stop them learning. If I don't know where it's written, I know it's written, but it's a Yadua, it's a Masoid of Kladisot. I don't think it was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Chiddush. We said over in his name because in the Loshon of the Bris Karov, Ain Boitkin Miyam as Bayach Ulamala. Once you get to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you don't check anymore. If he said it's Zet Torah, that's Torah. You don't need more than Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I promise you don't know who Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was. The first of a Ruben or the first, you have a Sophic. How many Kabbalahs should I take on? That's the first of a Ruben or the first, you take on one, and that's the Mefurish of Gemara. You don't need a Rabbi Salanter. If you know you can do two, and there were great people that were able to take on 10, because I'm not talking about that. That's right. No, Rabbi Nissim Kabbalah is there. Where's the Kabbalah for? All other things you don't have a Kabbalah for. You're not Yotzi Tila. Here's a halachic question, Rav Nissen.
But would you ever use Russell Lanter? Wasn't bothered by that?
Maybe he was, but he wasn't paskin halachic. He was, I don't know, he was giving a shmooze. Rav Nissen Karenitz is writing a book called Hilchas Tshuva. Hilchas Tshuva, you realize you have a problem. This was his problem. He asked the question. You don't have a Kabbalah for all the al-chaits, for all the things you wanted a Tshuva for. So, okay. So he answers the kasha. That's psak. You got any tainas? God's got good tainas on me. I'll send them to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Basically, let's make him deal with this problem. Lo bayashli anymore. I'll give everything to Hashem and I'll say, yeah. I'll tonight that I'm last soik b'tshuva. I have to be last soik b'tshuva. Where? In the area that I'm in my Kabbalah. And that Kabbalah is going to be your baby. It's going to be something you keep coming back to. It's got to be your thing. It's got to be your... They say about the Chazon Ish that he spent, I don't know how much it was, 15 years learning Hilchos Shmita Bon Adin. That means that's all he was doing? No, he was learning Kulu Torah Kuloi. So what do you mean he was learning Shmita for 15 years? He kept coming back to that. That was his baby of the Tekufa. Kept coming back to it. Your Kabbalah is something that's not just, yeah, I've got to learn 5 minutes and then I'm going to see how good I was done and I move on. If it's not touching you, if it's not part of your emotional base, if it's not part of your life, if it's not central to your life, you're not going to keep it. It's just going to become another thing on your schedule that you've got to do. Try and make it alive. Try and make it real. It's something that you have to know yourself. It requires his boyminus. I'm sorry to say that word. Yeah. I apologize. but you've been forcing me to say it. I didn't want to say it. Most people today don't know how to do it. People don't know how to think. They don't know how to do mizboinen. They don't know themselves. Reb Noach Weinberg once gave a shiur on pleasures. You shiur them on pleasure. The person's got to know what his pleasure is. If you don't know what you enjoy, you can't start living. If I would offer you free tickets to the ballet, would you take them? Well, I don't know. I don't know if I enjoy ballet. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. I don't know. If you enjoy ballet, then you'll go. If you don't enjoy ballet, you won't go. You need to know what you enjoy. You need to know what your pleasure is. So after the shiur, somebody came up to him to ask him what his pleasure should be. That's what you're asking me. What touches you? What moves you? You're living your Yiddishkeit 24 hours a day. What is it that manyens you? What is it that interests you? What are you drawn to? What are you? You're a lawyer. So which area of law do you work? Well, I do it all. No, you find something interests you. Some people like the corporate world. Some people like the criminal world. Some people like painting. You're drawn to something. If you walk into a waiting room at the dentist, yeah? And there's all these magazines on the table. Those are kosher magazines, yeah? Which one are you going to pick up? The one on international tax law? Not really, because they're not called kach moshechli. So what are you going to pick up? Sports Illustrated? I think kosher magazines. You know what you're drawn to. You know what you enjoy. You know what touches you. Yeah, but if you don't, so then think about it. Stop and just analyze your life a little bit. What manyens you? Some people are drawn to a locha. Some people are drawn to a locha. The tiktok and the hairspray to the locha. Other people tefillah, an Indian in tefillah, something in. I don't know what to tell you. That's something no one. What's your pleasure? I'll tell you what your pleasure should be. It's a 2021 question. You don't know what your pleasure is. You don't.
It's a little scary to admit to yourself that you'd much rather pick up that Sports Illustrated than international tax law.
Good, but that's a marshal. One second. That's a marshal that I used, okay? In your Yiddishkeit, okay? When you walk into the Beis Midrash, what sefer do you take off the shelf? Is it a Tanakh? Is it a Chovos HaLevavos? What interests you? Come on. What interests you? I'm saying it's a lo chashuv to know what interests you, what manyens you, what draws you, what you enjoy, what you don't enjoy. Kinnos. Poseda. The most important thing is, Rabbi, one last eitz I'll give you now. This is not for everybody, and you have to once again, you know yourself. But this works for me like a bomb. I don't start keeping my Kabbalah until Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. I'll tell you what. My told me that usually by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, my Kabbalah has already gone out the window. I'll tell you what. You're living a very abnormal life from Yom Kippur until Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. It's the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. You haven't got time for anything in your life. Mama's out of schedule. Then you have Sukkot, which is also, it's a crazy time and whatever. The week after Sukkot is also at Benesmanim. The law Zman Musugal to start a new project. I found that I was already 2 days behind or 3 days behind my Kabbalah before the Zman even started. So I kept my Kabbalahs over till Rosh Chodesh, second day Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Gimel Cheshvan even. That's when I started my Kabbalah. When I'm back in Seder and I've got a schedule and I'm functioning yourself for hot normal. It's also an 8 seat. Once again, don't have to listen to me. The other people that say no. It's about whatever you can do to be Matzliach. Then you'll have Korach to do more. But another failure and another failure, Rabbi Isa, we're not Yeshiva Bochim anymore. We don't remember what we heard in Yeshiva from the Mashkichim, Boch Hashem, so we don't have to get it out of our heads. Some of them go to Yeshiva, we don't know what to do. Pick up and be matzliach. And the way to be matzliach is monthly. Go back and say, okay, how did I do? Check it once a month, once a week. Have a chavrusa. Have a chavrusa to work this out with together. That's what a chavrusa is for. You and your chavrusa down and say, okay, I don't need to know what your Kabbalah is, you know what my Kabbalah is, but once a month, let's check with each other where we hold it. Until Chanukah. Chanukah, that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is the time to give the deepest chomet on your Kabbalahs. I'll explain to you why that is. It's very interesting. Chanukah is the final chasima of the din that happens on Rosh Hashanah. The final chasima is on Chanukah, on Zois Chanukah. You can see the numbers in the gematrias; it works out unbelievably. Dazzling. You see, the Zois Chanukah is mamish. The finality of all the gzadin. That's why it's a very good time to put in your diary. Chanukah, check out where your Kabbalah is. If it's slipping, you're not doing so well. Okay, look, maybe you took on too much. Maybe it needs a chizuk. Maybe it needs a... It's not something that you cast in cement and there. When you have a newborn baby, think of it as a newborn baby. First of all, you don't want to miscarriage. You don't want to have a Kabbalah that's not gonna be viable, that's not gonna survive. And second of all, you have a newborn baby, you don't know what's gonna be. But I learned that what's gonna happen to you. You'll deal with it and you'll work with it and you'll play with it all the time as you're growing and developing with it. But it has to be on the table. You're not gonna do that if it's not something that interests you, if it's not something that touches you, if it's not something that money ends you. You're not gonna do it. You feel that you don't know halacha and you want to know halacha, but halacha really just doesn't do it for you. So you're going to take on your Kabbalah in halacha. Now, there may be a good thing to do at farm, and you know, whatever you want, but the chances are they're not touching you. You're not going to work with this. It's not where you're touching. Let a Kodesh Baruch Hu deal with, and you deal with something that's on your table, something that you enjoy, something that money ends you. It applies not just to learning, it applies to everything. It applies to truth. Maxima Tutva Gudio.
What did I miss?